Last summer, we went into his kitchen.
His!
And filmed some experiments.
The quality is dodgy.
Of the video.
Yes.
The humour is top-notch.
Oh, God.
This is your warning. It's not what you're used to from studio quality. This is just a bunch of GoPros on a kitchen table.
And us sat next to the GoPros, staring into them, and your souls.
Experiment one. Tabletop time machine.
Ooh.
Somebody want to cue us in?
No.
Oh.
Pretty good.
This is the technical difficulties, and this is the tabletop time machine. Delving into the temporal depths today, join me are Chris Joel.
Hello.
Gary Brannan.
It's down there, in the darkness, in the pipeline, waiting. I'll get some bleach and a plunger.
And Matt Gray.
You don't want to see my temporal depths.
Our kitchen time machine has crash-landed somewhere and somewhen in the past. And
somewhen?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. The accepted time traveller's term. We've done this before, you know.
But sorry, to continue.
It's a format, just stick with it, okay? And we need to charge up the fact battery in order to jump out of here.
So we're somewhere, somewhen, and we need to charge up the fact battery.
So yes. We need to find out some somewhat.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, and some some whom?
Yes. And the first challenge is to work out where and when we are. And I will start by telling you that there is someone outside and she is not amused.
Is it the wife, which puts it in the last 10 years? Because it normally is. Also, the concept that the battery could work on some wattage.
Well, I'm glad someone made that joke.
Always happy to oblige.
I'm sure you are, Gary.
Are we in France?
The wheel has often spun.
And landed on France.
No.
I can't believe for the first one of this randomly programmed tabletop time machine that it may just have deposited us in a certain period, perchance.
Well, not just a certain period. Specifically, were we to land at this point and time,
yes.
There would be someone outside.
Which we have. Keep up with the format.
Come on! Now we've landed here, there is someone outside. Who might that be?
Is it a queen, by any chance?
Yeah. Gary, believe in this. Believe, okay? If we just keep this rolling.
It's fine. We're here. It's somewhere between 1836 and 1901.
Yes, it is.
Everybody, we're doing Victorian for the first one, all right?
Oh,
let's test it out on fertile ground.
I thought you just meant it was the evening.
It could well be. She was a very short-lived queen of an afternoon.
Yeah, I thought Francie might have been on holiday.
Possible.
I thought it was a trick question.
I actually don't know where Queen Victoria holidayed. I doubt it was probably
Bognor Regis.
Someone had that as their last words.
What?
It was it was her successor. It was Edward VII. His last words, I shit ye not, were Bugger Bognor.
Yes, they were, and the fact batteries are now a little more charged. Thank you, Gary.
Are we going to have graphics and a little
battery? Yes, we are.
No, we already have. It's a time machine, and we're in it.
Fact batteries.
Factories!
Yeah!
The format works, and we are convinced of this.
I mean, you're close. It was King George V.
Oh, okay. So it was one after.
Yeah, it was not quite the direct successor, but yes, you are.
In a full-on temporal sense of time as we are, spot on.
I'm not letting you cover for incorrect answers with, we've got a time machine, it's good enough, okay? We're not doing that.
Didn't you say she was standing outside?
Yes.
Yes, she is.
We've got a window in our time machine, and I can't see her.
Let's just hire Beric Kaler.
Hey! Yes!
We can travel in time to the future to hire him to impersonate the Queen now in the Victorian period.
But then he wouldn't be born yet.
Let's leave temporal mechanics aside for a little while.
Yeah, which, let's face it, is what most people have to do in any time machine.
Yes,
that's true. I will become furious, actually.
What might Queen Victoria be opening in...
She had a lot of kids.
And she had a lot of kids by this point. She's outside dressed in black.
Her husband's dead. It's post Prince Albert.
Yes, it is.
Wait, she had a piercing.
Well, she
That's
didn't.
That's why.
He did. Hence the name.
Fact.
Yay!
Battery charge.
I can't believe I've almost got us back to a safe place in time with my knowledge.
Oh, Jesus, I just accidentally did the Wikipedia search Prince Albert. That was a mistake.
Fucking idiot.
What a long game I've played for this moment. You actually look like the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark. Don't look at it! Don't look at its eye!
The sad thing is, it's not actually a fact. It's an apocryphal tale.
Shouldn't he have seen a doctor about that?
An apocryphal tale. What the hell's the word? Vestigial tale.
An apocryphal tale. Is that one of the Disney's less successful efforts?
And I'd also like a moment of silence for those who paused, Googled Prince Albert, then resumed to see your reaction.
Yeah. Gonna, if you Google Prince Albert, you will get two results. One of them speaks the truth, the other only lies.
I clicked on the lie, people. What was that tab?
Well, that was the thing. It's not just Prince Albert that would have had one of those. You had them because at the time the fashion was for very tight breeches, very tight trousers, so you needed somewhere to hook your junk. So what you would have had is a ring on the end of your knob and a little hook sewn in your trouser that you would hook it onto to keep it in one place. I believe that is the function, the original function of the Prince Albert.
This actually lists that as a possibility. We don't know whether that's true.
Well, we're in our time machine. Why don't we look?
You know that schoolyard prank where someone just yanks your trousers?
Circumcision position.
Well, I'm going to change to Velcro from now on.
Ooh, like a stripper.
Outside and in black. So where does that narrow the dates down to?
Oh, God.
When come on, historist.
After he deaded.
Yeah. Yes. It's not long, though. It's rumours.
1915.
No.
What? She died in 1901. So we still haven't worked out where and when. So
London.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought if she was in mourning, she was more likely to be on one of the estates.
No. Well, she was in mourning for a long time, and she was...
Well, usually till about lunch.
Hey! Was she in Buckingham Palace?
No.
She didn't like that.
I love the way you've subtly moved the hyphen in there.
Booking Ham Palace.
It's rearing.
Join me in the pork room.
If I became king, which is fantastically
you're probably
unlikely.
Quite a long way down the list.
Yeah, but you know, I would do something like that. I would actually mispronounce something on purpose, just because everyone else would copy me as a matter of politeness. I'd start calling it Buckingham Palace.
Start buttoning up the bottom button on your waistcoat.
Oh,
which is again, well, you know,
I know.
Yeah, but the viewers don't.
Oh, fuck them.
Chris, we need to charge the batteries.
Oh, Jesus.
The fact
right.
Battery is low.
You should always wear your bottom waistcoat button undone, because one of the Georges... George the Fingers?
A well-known Cockney gangster
got to that.
George the
What? I'm George the Fingers. I'm King of South London.
They're in many pies.
I want some pears. I'm a fat lad.
This one's fine. This one's for shooting. This one's for f***ing you off.
So Gary will now provide me with a king.
Edward the Seventh.
I'm sticking with George the Fingers. Anyway, so George the Fingers got too corpulent.
George the Fingers!
Became too corpulent for his own dress coat and started having to undo the bottom button of his waistcoat. And everybody went, ah, the King of South London's doing it. We've got to do it too.
Facts!
I have not that this fact would be any good to charge the fact battery, says we're still not talking about the monarch, we're talking about the one after.
No, I'm allowing any facts to charge the batteries here.
Edward VII had a shagging chair. It's still on display in a museum of erotica, I do believe, in Paris. He was so fat, he had a special chair built for him to do ladies on. It has handles and it's very ornate and everything.
Now the question is, have they washed it or not?
I think give it a quick spritz with Dettol.
Just for breeze it, be right.
I mean, it's a replica in the museum, but you're absolutely right.
No, it's a replica. There go the batteries.
And it's not 100% confirmed, but yes, I'll give you fact.
Hey!
Apart from the bits I made up.
Yeah.
Around the fact. George the Fingers, not strictly. Not strictly true.
Not strictly who followed Victoria in the succession.
Where are we? We know we're in London.
London.
Oh. We know we're in Victorian times.
But we're not in Buck House.
Is it the unveiling of the Albert Memorial or the Albert Hall?
Oh, you know what? It's one of those. Take your pick.
Well, it would be if she's in London and it's after Albert's died.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Facts. We are in fact, in 1871 at the unveiling of the Royal Albert Hall.
Okay, yes.
Did it have a big ring on the top that they lowered it in with a crane?
As what? Victoria looked up and dabbed her eye and went, it's like life, only smaller.
Oh!
What you can't see of the Albert Hall is how much of it is below ground.
What else is going on? What is happening in Darwin, Australia?
Evolution.
We were sending over people like George the Fingers for crimes.
Yes.
No, we were. No, done by then.
Carried on, didn't it?
Transportation was well done, done and dusted by that by the 1870s. Yeah, definitely.
Bloody you knowing things. Is that a fact?
Fact!
Hey!
They are also sending something else over there, and it's coming ashore.
Bees.
Rabbits.
Sheeps.
Sheeps ashore!
It, not them.
Sent from the UK?
After a fashion, yes.
Was it a disease?
No, no, it's had a few stops on the way as well.
I don't think of what would be taken to Australia as a is it a natural resource?
No, no.
It's a made thing.
It's a made thing. It's gone all the way, London to Australia, after a long, long journey.
Was that its intended destination, or was it
yep.
a maritime clock of some sort?
You're in the right area. It's certainly technology.
Is a steam engine of some kind that's been built over here and shipped over there?
No. It's
So it's not something that had to be made somewhere else and then was transported then?
I mean, you would need to make it somewhere else. Its job is to be taken somewhere else. Its job is to be left along the way.
Oh, cable.
Yes.
Oh!
Telegraph cable or something.
Fact, the first London to Darwin telegraph cable landed.
And is Darwin north coast or something?
Darwin is the northwest part of Australia, so it's as far as...
Direct line. Yeah.
So about as close as you can get to evolution is what it was. It was a technological evolution. So that was a fact. Are there points? Do I get points? Can
fact.
I have some points? Yay!
I thought, it was like, Matt Gray is sick of the 1870s.
Who was top of the pops in 1871?
Cliff Richard.
What's really weird is in 1870, that was still his own hair.
Well, you ask who was top of the pops there. There is one famous hymn that you might well know that was written by...
him is in the emo band.
So is this going to be like Calvinist or something? That
this is going
a bit
to be,
late, isn't it?
This is going to be the written by Reverend Sabine Baring Gould.
And did those feet in ancient times walk upon England's mountains green?
No, but it's the same kind of level of this is a big hymn. Music by Sir Arthur Sullivan.
That's one of the big music writers for hymns as well, isn't it?
Yes.
Is it Rule Britannia?
As Onward Christian Soldiers.
Composed in Horbury, West Yorkshire.
That's
going to
be a juicy one.
That's half a battery on its own, is that?
You know what? Fact.
Oh!
Horbury, St. Peter's Church, near Wakefield, Yorkshire.
Yorkshire! Yorkshire! Yorkshire!
And some extra battery power there for it being a Yorkshire fact.
That's the best rule we've ever come up with.
Because yes. When you drive into Horbury, it says, "Welcome to Horbury, home of Christian soldiers."
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
On the side.
Gilbert and Sullivan's first opera also opened that year. Anyone want to name what that
Winfrey.
Is?
Winfrey.
Oprah Winfrey. No. No. It's not Oprah Winfrey. No. Oprah Winfrey.
Did it take you that long?
No, I'm just still angry. Also happening that year, what did the University Tests Act do?
Test things.
Standardise them across universities.
No.
De-standardise them across universities.
Oh, that's closer, certainly. It is about a test at universities, but it's one you had to pass in order to be admitted.
Sobriety.
Of strength. STI.
So all those started with S, and all of those were wrong.
Ha.
Ooh. Ah.
Come on and shine. Shine like a star.
Did it get rid of any kind of religious testing?
Fact.
Ah, we go. Because in days of your... Most people went to university to qualify to be priests or vicars.
Sorry, no, you can't come in, you're not Christian.
That is essentially what happened, yes.
Really?
Yep, the University Tests Act allowed Roman Catholics, non-conformists and non-Christians to go to Oxford, Cambridge, London and Durham universities.
You're only allowed to be clever if you like this God.
Yes.
Yale and Harvard were they originally strictly denominational?
Oh, you know, I don't know.
I get the feeling one of them was.
No, not Yale Locks, you dickhead.
Are Yale Locks Christian?
Yes, you're right. That's fact.
Yes!
In what is rapidly becoming the catchphrase here. Yes, it was Christianity had a favoured position at Harvard, not
right.
Yale for
missionary.
A long time.
What Christine was
very clever.
And with that, the fact batteries are full.
We are
jaunting off to another time and place, and as our time machine takes off,
you need a lever. You really need a lever.
I really need a lever or something. There, we say thank you once again.
Careful where you put your hand
to Chris Joel. To Gary Brannan.
Farewell.
To Matt Gray.
Time is slipping away.
I've been Tom Scott, and we'll see you another time.
Oh,
I like that, but it's horrible.